priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
...1980. godine svetom je kao bomba odjeknula vest da je ubijen John Lennon. Usmrtio ga je Mark David Chapman u Njujorku nedugo pošto je John dovršio jedan od svojih albuma. Ubica je navodno uobrazio da je pravi Lennon i da mu je glas u glavi rekao da ga ubije. Na saslušanju je izjavio da je pucao u Lennona kako bi skrenuo pažnju javnosti na sebe. Pokušaj da za težak zločin bude osuđen uslovnom kaznom izazvali su revolt mnogih poznatih ličnosti, među kojima je bio i pevač Rick Springfield. Kao veliki Lennonov obožavalac, njegovu smrt je nazvao ogromnim gubitkom. Izjavio je da je mogućnost uslovne kazne za Chapmana nepojmljiva, jer nije napravio saobraćajni prekršaj, već težak zločin za koji bi morao da bude najstrože osuđen. Koliko prezira je pevač osjećao prema Lennonovom ubici, govori i činjenica da nikada nije želeo da izgovara njegovo ime. Svoje gnušanje prema zločincu i onome što je učinio, Rick Springfield je preneo u pesmu Three Warning Shots.
Of your ways, but I'm still here playing your games. So tag me in, which break on
coming for your flesh and your bones. Inside, in between. I'm paying contract, never not alone. No time left for me. Land and space, all the words, freedom over, but your bitch is drowning in. Inside out, keep it brief, keep it sober. Can you keep it out of sight from me? When you're cutting it close, but nothing has changed. Fighting with most and placing the blame. Hey now, what you gonna do about me? I never was a fan of your ways, but I'm still here playing your game. So tag me in. Hey now, what you gonna do about me? I never was a fan of your ways, but I'm still here playing your game. So tag me in. Karma shifting shapes in the shadows. Staying inside the lines. Lost all trace of the life that you borrowed. Lost all sense of time. Cheap tricks, just kicks, just to keep it steady. Severed at the roots. Silence rules when your heart's feeling heavy. Silence tells the truth. When you're cutting it close, but nothing has changed. Fighting with most and placing the blame. Hey now, what you gonna do about me? I never was a fan of your ways, but I'm still here playing your game. So tag me in. Hey now, what you gonna do about me? I never was a fan of your ways, but I'm still here playing your game. So tag me in. A fan of your ways, but I'm still here playing your games, so tag me in. To fall in love.
at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, my case will have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see what common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school.
Priče o pesmama.
Pevačica Amy Winehouse ostala je upamćena po izuzetnom glasu, odličnim tekstovima koje je pisala i kao veliki poklonik muzike i pozorišta. Njena smrt je iznenadila i potresla mnoge, kako obožavaoce, tako i ljude iz sveta muzike. Neki od kolega su joj u znak počasti napisali pesme, a jedan od njih je i Suggs, pevač grupe Madness. Ispričao je da je nekoliko dana pred smrt sreo na ulici Amy dok je šetala sa gitarom preko ramena. Prolazeći pored njega, doviknula mu je: je li sve u redu, otkačeni dečko? Suggs je znao da su takvi pozdravi bili tipični za Amy, ali ga je nasmijala reč dečko jer je tada imao 55 godina. Nekoliko dana posle toga sa nevericom je primio vest o njenoj smrti. O sećanju na poslednji susret sa pevačicom koju je poštovao i voleo, napisao je stihove u kojima ju je nazvao crnom pticom. Grupa Madness je na svom 12. albumu Can't Touch Us Now objavila pesmu Blackbird, koju je Suggs napisao u čast Amy Winehouse.
I was walking down Dean Street, heading nowhere at all, aimlessly strolling through Soho, and the rain began to fall. All right, nutty boy, she said, passing me on Dean Street. She's striding through the puddles on black stiletto feet, guitar over one shoulder, swirling swagger in her stride, and a well-appointed pencil skirt, but maybe, just maybe, 18 inches wide. The voice of fallen angels, lost lovers in the night, and blackbird on the wing. Now only fallen angels sing. She looked back at me and smiled. She winked one deep black mascara eye. Well, I narrowly missed the lamppost as I made to make my reply. And black taxi splashes diesel rainbows through the neon air. Behind fishnets stuck in pie, hydraulic derriere, the voice of over one shoulder, just a glimpse of pink Le Perle bra, glowing in the mist round when he scuts. There she goes, sur le trottoir. We briefly faced each other, then she turned and walked away, and the rain lashed down on Dean Street. Mournful day, hey. The voice of fallen angels, lost lovers in the night, and blackbird on the wing. Now only fallen angels sing, sing.
Enough to eat. and out in the street. Well, I know.
Sing into your ear, those dancing days will come, all the silk and satin gear. Crouch upon a stone, wrapping that foul body up in a foul rag. I carry the sun in golden cup, the moon in a silver bag. I carry the sun in golden cup, the moon in a silver bag. As you may, I sing it true. What not a written name that the most could pleasure you. The children that he gave, some were sleeping like a dump. Under the flag, I carry the sun in golden cup, the moon in a silver bag. I carry the sun in golden cup, the moon in a silver bag. Let me sing into your ear.
I thought it out this very day, noon upon the clock.
All that silk and satin gear.
A man may put pretense away who leans upon a stick.
I sing and sing until he drop. Whether tomato or hag, I carry the sun in golden cup, the moon in a silver bag. I carry the sun in golden cup, the moon in a silver bag.
Priče o pesmama.
Perry Smith bio je jedan od dvojice osuđenih i streljanih za četvrostruko ubistvo tokom napada na porodicu Clutter u Kanzasu 1959. godine. Američki književnik Truman Capote je o tom zločinu napisao roman Hladna krv. Knjiga je fascinirala Dana Smitha, frontmena grupe Bastille, koji je posle čitanja napisao pesmu Četiri zida. Osim što je bio oduševljen Trumanovim stilom pisanja, najjači utisak na Dena je ostavila činjenica da se ono o čemu je čitao zaista i dogodilo. Za razliku od filmova i knjiga koje su opisivali izmišljene događaje, roman Hladna krv mu je doneo potpuno drugačije osjećanje. Opisao ga je kao jezivo iskustvo jer ni na trenutak nije mogao da se oslobodi uznemirujućih scena koje je zamišljao. U isto vrijeme mu je bilo zanimljivo to što je svaki čitalac o strašnim događajima mogao da stekne drugačiju sliku. Svoju verziju Dan Smith je pretočio u pesmu Four Walls, The Ballad of Perry Smith, koju je snimio sa grupom Bastille.
Trying to see another way is very difficult.
Mm-hmm. just a torag on the run. How did I get here? What have I done? When will all my hopes arise? How will I know him when I look in my face?
Trying to do it right.
Hey!
I've been living a lonely life.
Ha!
I've been sleeping here instead.
Hey!
I've been sleeping in my bed.
Ha!
Sleeping in my bed.
Hey! Ha! Ha!
So show me family.
Hey!
All the blood that I will bleed.
Ha!
I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song.
Hey.
I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweet home. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweet
home. Hey.
want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity mind.
Priče o pesmama.
Kada se pevačica grupe Paramore, Hayley Williams, preselila u Los Angeles zbog boljih uslova za bavljenje muzikom, prvi put se našla daleko od svojih voljenih za kojima je mnogo patila. Kaže da ju je ta situacija zatekla potpuno iznenađenu i nespremnu, zbog čega je povremeno osjećala potrebu da vrišti. Vremenom je shvatila da nešto mora da promeni u svom načinu razmišljenja i prihvati činjenicu da mnoge stvari mora da uradi sama. Došla je do zaključka da zapravo i nema realne razloge zbog kojih bi se žalila i osjećala tegobu. Priznala je sebi da živi fantastičan život koji bi mnogi poželeli i da zbog stalnog kukanja ne koristi sjajne mogućnosti koje joj je pružao Los Angeles. Shvatila je da nije centar sveta i da je krajnje vreme da preuzme odgovornost za ono što radi i život uzme u svoje ruke. Taj period nezrelosti i nespremnosti da prihvati novi život, Hayley je na sarkastičan način opisala u pesmi Ain't It Fun, koju je snimila sa grupom Paramore.
You're gonna do when
Just laughed it off, it was all okay.